Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about what I learned, what Jack learned. With an arrogant, know-it-all teenager, I actually learned some stuff. Try to keep an open mind. Jill, good show today. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community, even though I think some of these questions come from Facebook.
They do sometimes, and that's where this one came from. So now, Jim, it was great the other day. I put out a message, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? And Jim had piped in with a couple things, so we're answering some of his questions here. So this one is, what about flipping land east of the Mississippi? Jack?
Oh. Yeah, so I'm going to answer this question like this. Yes. Yes, it works. It works for every property type. It works for assisted living facilities. It works for buying your next house, buying a vacation, a piece of property for vacation, for your family, whether you want to throw a tent on it, an RV, or build a second house. It works for skyscrapers. You have to manage the product a little bit differently, but heck yes. We have many, many members using it in all different types of ways, you know, all different ways. What ends up happening is you use the data differently. So if you want to flip land east of the Mississippi, and we do it all the time. We don't send offers out for $100 an acre like we do usually west of the Mississippi or even less sometimes. And Jill, you know, Jill negotiates it up or down from there, depending on what happens. But, you know, in our program, we talk about purchasing vacation lots is kind of what we refer to them around the office in northern Michigan because they just sell overnight. So we have it all plotted out. But if you take a look at the mapping function in Data to Doorstep and choose where you want to buy properties, it's more of a rifle approach than a shotgun approach, but yes, heck yes, it works.
You know, I think it was kind of interesting. I think that Jim's listened to us for a while, and he knows that we kind of target west of the Mississippi. And I think he's wondering, is there a reason behind that, Jack, or is that just personal preference for you?
We live here.
So I guess the answer is it's kind of personal preference, Jim. There's not a hard and fast reason why we did that. That's just us.
For land, it comes back to those four A's. We talk about it. We haven't talked about it recently, but, you know, we decide on whether or not we're going to buy property on the four A's. They are acreage, more is better, access. It really needs to have some type of access, whether it's physical, legal, and hopefully both. Affordability, so cheaper is better in all cases, and attribute, which is, you know, can I see the Grand Canyon? Does it have a mountain view? Great for tiny houses, tall pine trees, any type of attribute that you can put in the headline of the description when you go to sell it. It's got water views. Michigan's great for that, in Minnesota, states like that, because there's water involved everywhere. So it comes down to those four A's.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So, yeah. So, good question, Jim. Thank you.
Hey, if you have a question and you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, what Jack learned from an arrogant know-it-all teenager. So, I had to move some boxes around. If you listen to the show pretty consistently, we had to move our offices because we outgrew them. Well, that's one of the reasons anyway. And it ended up being a great thing, but I'm not, at this point in my life, for a lot of reasons, I'm not real interested in lifting boxes and desks and stuff. So I hired a family friend's son who Jill and I have watched grow up since he was a tiny little kid. And I learned through moving these boxes and helping this guy that he thinks he's knows it all about Adobe Photoshop.
He's 16, by the way.
Yeah, and he's a real good kid. He's a hard worker, and I actually overpaid him cash, and he's a real good kid. But he's walking around with a sense of arrogance. So Jill and I were talking about it, and I said, you know, we should do a show on this. Mm-hmm. I personally think a healthy amount of arrogance at that age is I mean, it's a healthy thing. Jill, don't you?
Mm-hmm. It is, especially for a boy. Well, any child. They need to feel really good about themselves. I like that.
It didn't stop me from cutting them down to size and, you know, chewing them up and spitting them out at all. But
because it's a boy?
Well, yeah. You know, yeah. Well, I would never do that. I really, we're going to get in so much trouble with this gender stuff. I would know. You know, the answer is yeah, I would not ever do that, actually, to a 16-year-old girl. I would just build her up and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Well, this kid's kind of like a son.
I think here's the root of it. Exactly. Here's my theory, Jill. We've been handing our phones to these kids.
That's true.
My parents did it too. Handing our phones to these kids to help us install apps and just figure it all out. And the kids, so since they were tiny, like 16 is an age where he doesn't know what it was like before a cell phone. So we've all been handing our phones to these kids and they're doing stuff to them. And, you know, can you install this app? Can you get this out of, you know, I catch myself doing it once in a while. And so I decided, based on this conversation with this kid, to look it up. It turns out it's given them this huge false sense of, I got this. No, don't worry. Old people don't know about computers.
Mm-hmm.
And it cracks me up.
Because it's wrong.
So that's what I learned from this kid. Well, I also never hand my phone again, ever.
I know. Since you and I had this talk, we both changed some things. You're right. I mean, we hand things to them assuming that they know, and they think, oh, well, I'm just the pro. And you know what? They don't necessarily know. It's kind of funny. So, yeah, you and I both backed off doing that. I do things on my own. I am very smart and capable of doing it. I think part of it is, too, for me, a little bit of laziness creeps in. Like, yeah, I'll just let them do it. I don't really need to spend the time on it.
That's what it is, lazy.
But they don't see it that way. They think, oh, I'm the expert.
So it got me thinking about land and our members. And they call and they ask us questions like, I don't know how to find this land. How do I look up a GPS coordinate? What is a GPS coordinate? So there's endless tech questions that go on, and there's tech problems that we all have to solve. And it's just so much easier for me to kind of pull up a YouTube video and somebody shows you how to do it and then just do it that way. So this kid's not wrong. You know, the headline looks like I'm going to bash him. You know, the show's about bashing these teenagers, and it's not at all. It didn't stop me from listening. I sat and listened to him, but he just had a smirk on his face like, yeah, you're 50, and I don't think you know how to use anything on a computer. So, but here's the truth of it. I know a hell of a lot about IT. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I really do way the hell more than this kid does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he's ever opened a computer, first of all.
Do you know what I think part of it is, too? I had a chat with a guy about this the other day because he has a daughter who's, I think, 12. And I said, oh, you're still in the really smart phase. And because we remember, if you're a parent, you might get this. But it's like we start off really – or even – I mean, we did this to our parents, too. How's that? When you're little, you start off thinking your parents are so smart. They know it all. You look up to them, and they're just, you know, impressive. Then these teen years settle in where you think, oh, I know more than they do. I'm better. I got this kind of thing. And then later on, you get a little bit older, and you realize, oh, maybe they are smarter than, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It comes back around. I think that's where it is, too.
Yeah,
he's in that middle phase where nobody knows anything. I know better. I mean, we all did it. We all walked around 16 years old, thinking our parents are ding-dongs, and they know nothing.
Right.
They certainly don't know music, and they don't know, you know, all the cool stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, they have no idea what this is all about. And then you get in your 20s and whatever, and you kind of go, and you're paying your own bills, and you have your own life, and you have a job like they do. You kind of go, huh, that's interesting. I guess you were kind of smart. Yeah, you think?
Exactly. You know, Jill brought up an interesting point, too, when I told her about this. She said, can you imagine if it was the opposite? If he's like, yeah, he's just kind of walking around hanging his head and he doesn't have any self-confidence at all, I would call his father.
Yes.
I know his father.
You know, you're right. I'd much rather be with somebody who walks around maybe a little bit on the cocky side.
Cocky's good. I was waiting for that word to come up.
Oh, thank you.
And cocky's good.
So I'd rather be hanging out with somebody who's a little bit cocky, but they're very confident with themselves than someone who's too shy and timid and, you know, skittish, right. whatever. Even in, I mean, especially in business, sometimes you got to walk around a little bit, you know, you got to be confident. Yeah. And if it's,
especially when you're talking to sellers, mm-hmm. I mean,
it's true.
I hear our people all the time and yet they have an attitude. I think, you know, even right from the beginning, when a seller calls you and says, you know, you just need to say, look, I really, really want to do this deal with you, but I have 19 other deals behind me. So let's do it together and with a smile on her face. Mm-hmm. If we want to make it tough, then you can just move on to the next. I don't know if you have 19 buyers behind me, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
exactly. a little bit of cockiness is not bad.
Not bad. There's a podcast right there. It's okay to be, a little bit of cockiness is not bad.
There is no shortage of cockiness.
Oh my gosh.
In the Jack and Jill show.
Huh. Gee, Jack. I wonder where most of it comes from.
I think it's 50-50 actually.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
You're not.
Maybe. I hear you.
I don't know how to politically correctly say this, but we
then
both.
Don't. Just kidding.
We both stick our chests out the right amount.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why we get in trouble sometimes.
It's tough to say about a girl. What's a girl version of sticking your chest out?
That's a good one. I don't know.
There's a visual for you.
Wow.
Take a Jill chick sticking her chest out.
Thanks a lot. I don't know what that would be. Very good.
Now's the time to segment.
Thank you.
This is a technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000-plus transaction experience. I've been famous for saying this since the first week of opening our doors in 1999, when it was just me sitting in my back bedroom trying to do real estate deals. Here's the quote. This is a tech company or an IT company that happens to sell real estate, and I still live by it. Mm-hmm. Please understand IT. Don't hate it. Love it. Learn to love it. Learn to solve your own problems. There's tons and tons. I have yet to be stumped on YouTube about how to solve something, including changing the headlight bulb on a Lexus LS. Somebody was bored one day and showed us, put a video together.
Oh my gosh.
I'll never do that again. It's complicated.
No. That was an all-day event. That was hilarious. I wasn't involved, but I just know
never.
That was a all-day event.
Yeah, don't change your own bulbs.
That's a really good point.
You know, it's like...
Just because it's on YouTube.
Some of it's, you got to change a light. You know, it's all, there's a million jokes about how many bland guys does it take to screw in a light bulb? Well, not, if it's on a Lexus, it's not this land guy.
Right. Love it.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
You know, we talk a lot about how we got here and this we kind of look at it like it chose us. You know, and we talk to our people that when you get into real estate, you know, something's going to sing to you. But I want to just take a moment and say, you know, because we talked about Jack's truth and my truth and our story and stuff, but you can choose your own fate and you can choose your own truth. So don't think that in life you're going to sit around waiting for something to happen. Because if you sit around sometimes waiting for something to happen and a big sign, you may not get it. You know, or you just, it may be there and you don't see it. So you can choose whatever you want to be, whatever you want to do. Because a lot of people, I think, listen to our show that are not in property and this is not their thing. They just like our show. I know that, actually.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say some things to them. So this isn't just about what we do and everything. It's just kind of about going through life. You can pick and do whatever you want. I mean, we talk about movies a lot because, Jack, you're really into movies and mm-hmm. things. And there's a lot of people in the industry that they got there because of tenacity and determination against all odds, you know?
Yeah.
People that, you know, we all know people that have written books that, I think, had, you know, 30 rejections and then they finally got a publisher to say yes. You know?
That's a great example.
They chose that and they would not stop. So whatever it is for you, just you can choose it. Don't stop.
Yeah, rejection's not part of our program here. It's not. I mean, I don't take rejection. I just laugh.
Right.
I don't know why. Maybe this teenager too.
Yeah.
You know, I bet that was the case too. I mean, I rapidly informed him that he knows a lot less about Photoshop than I do, and he just looked at me because I don't think anybody's ever said that to him.
Right.
And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Joe, I totally agree. You don't. You just got to keep moving. Keep moving forward.
Well, I like what you said, too. That's a good point, Jack, is the people in our world, they chose this. It didn't. I don't think it chose them. You know, I don't know. But they chose, maybe it was a little bit of both. But there's a lot of people that chose this, that they're here saying, I want to learn. I want to learn. I'm not stopping. Can you help me? And yeah, heck yeah, yeah. We do.
That's why Jill and I are here.
Right. You know, and there's nothing better than that,
Nothing better.
Than someone who's really, you know, and that's why I tell people all the time, you can't teach motivation, but I can sure teach you everything else.
I literally get high off of a good real estate deal. Not joking. We've talked about it before. We've done shows about it. But I'll tell you, I get more high off of seeing somebody new do an incredibly awesome real estate deal. We've got a couple of members right now that are turning deals. Two members specifically that I spoke with directly that are going to make more than $100,000 on one deal.
I know.
And man, it makes me happier than if I make $100,000 on a deal.
Mm-hmm.
So you're exactly right, Jill. That's great. That's a great point.
Thank you very much.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how we use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Yeah, the truth is I almost kicked that kid's ass.
I was waiting for that. I'm
Drake, I know you'll never listen to this show, but respect your elders.
Especially the ones that are giving you money.
Yeah.
You know, no, you should have said it. You know, I was going to give you X, but now I'm only giving you Y. That would have been really funny.
You know, every once in a while, Jill and I have this theory that we walk around. Turns out a lot of people listen to this. I had no idea. Well, I did have
an idea. You have an idea.
But we walk around with all our regular friends that we've known forever, since long before the show. And we just treat it like they don't listen to the show. So it turns out every once in a while, somebody will say some stuff. There's one guy specifically, I know now he listens to the show because he'll work it into the conversation.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
So there's a possibility that his parents or one of his parents have a mental issue and they actually listen to this show.
I don't think they
do. I hope they hear that. Because they're the kind of parents who might take the kid over their knee.
True. You know,
the mom is anyway, not the dad.
They're good parents. They're on it, man.
That's why the kids are. That's why they have self-confidence.
Yeah, you know, that's it. I mean, it's much harder to parent, but it's harder to be a parent than to not parent and just let them run wild.
Right.
So, yes, it's hard work, and they are really good parents.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.